from KQED.
A new law passed last year allows some undocumented immigrants to apply for work permits. As part of our occasional series, What's Your Story, we hear how that's opened a new world of opportunities for Ayari Diaz of San Jose.
For 24 years, I've been forced to live in the shadows because of a choice that was never mine. I'm an illegal. My parents brought me here from Mexico when I was 5, and I have been living undocumented in the United States ever since. I have 2 amazing children and a loving fiancé, but my road has been hard. When I graduated from high school, I hoped to go to college like my peers, but I needed a Social Security number to apply and, most importantly, to get financial aid. I didn't have one and began to think that I would have the same poor and unproductive life I seen my parents live. But in 2001, a new California law changed things. Undocumented students could apply to college as California residents if they had graduated high school and had been continuously living in the States for several years. So I went to Foothill Community College and then San Francisco State. It took me 8 years, working countless hours as a minimum wage server while going to school full-time to pay for my tuition in cash. But I had my degree in international business, the first in my family. It gave me the greatest sense of accomplishment. Education was a way out of poverty, but I couldn't have been further from the truth because now I had a new problem. I'm still undocumented, so most people don't want to hire me. Graduating from college was my greatest achievement educationally, but it has also been a source of distress and sorrow. It has been extremely difficult to see my former classmates succeed professionally, while I can't. Being unable to reach my full potential professionally has driven me to depression. Discontent and failure dominate my thoughts. I often fantasize about what I could have accomplished if I had the same opportunities as my successful classmates. Almost 4 years after graduation, my diploma continues to sadly hang and accumulate dust in my room. A constant reminder of how far my determination, perseverance, and hard work have come, but also a bigger reminder of how much further I still need to go. But now, another law has changed my life, known as deferred action. It means I can get a Social Security number and a work permit for 2 years that will allow me to work legally. This is a vindication of everything I've worked hard for. I can finally come out of the shadows, stop hiding who I am, and shine in a country that I've always considered my home. I will no longer be punished for a decision I did not make. But most importantly, I can proudly say my name is Ayari Diaz, and it's now my turn to live the American dream.